Wes Montgomery on the guitar, Wynton Kelly on the piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on the drums. That's from the 1965 Verve Records LP, originally Smokin' at the Half Note. The tune we heard there was No Blues by Miles Davis. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm John Green, your host. Now let's listen to another in our four CD box set of the classic records of Cannonball Adderley. Been working our way through those. We're on the fifth one now. It comes from 1961, African Waltz, it was originally called. It was released on the Riverside Records label. Yeah.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
That was Cannonball Adderley on the alto saxophone. Now, with him was a pretty large band, and I won't go through all the various members, and I'll just point out a few of them. His brother Nat Adderley was there on the trumpet. Bob Brookmeyer on the valve trombone. Interesting valve trombone. Bob Brookmeyer, of course, was a very fine valve trombonist. And that Chrissy Hines record we heard earlier with the Valve Bone group was actually inspired originally by the death of Bob Brookmeyer. Also on this record, Sam Jones on the bass, Wynton Kelly on the piano, and Ray Barreto on the congas. The tunes that we heard were, first of all, Something Different, West Coast Blues, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, The Uptown, Stockholm Sweetenin', The African Waltz, the title track, Blue Brass Groove, Kelly Blue, Letter from Home, and finally I'll Close My Eyes. That is the Cannonball Adderley Group from the 1961 LP, African Waltz. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now, Herbie Hancock with Michael Brecker.
Thank you.
Herbie Hancock on the piano, of course, Michael Brecker on the tenor saxophone, Roy Hargrove on trumpet, John Patitucci on the bass, and Brian Blade on the drums. That comes from Directions in Music, celebrating Miles and John Coltrane live at Massey Hall CD, long title, released on the Verve record label back in 2002. The tune we heard, of course, was My Ship. That just about does it for Night Train for another week. Hope you enjoyed the show, and you'll come back again next Tuesday for more jazz. Let's go out tonight with Bill Evans and his trio. That trio consisted of Chuck Israels on the bass and Larry Bunker on the drums. Originally recorded live at the Trident Club in Sausalito, California, on the Verve label in 1971. Going to hear a couple of tunes, Round Midnight and What Kind of Fool Am I? Stay tuned now for DeJama Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. Till next Tuesday, this is John Green. Take care.
Head to our hello. This is Nathan William and Nathan Exotic with Cha-Cha's. I value KRVS as a great station for supporting Louisiana music and getting our culture and everything out there where people could hear it. So join me in supporting KRVS at krvs.org. Thank you so much.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.